It's the Tim and Jess catch up.
Why are you so
holy show? I'll turn on your headphones.
Oh, now you turn them on. Start of the show today. Didn't want to.
In about a minute, you'll hear exactly what's going on. But you know there's a reason that the headphones weren't turned on. Can you repeat what you said right before the show kicked off this morning?
I said, I don't even want to listen to the show today.
So for the first 2 minutes, you didn't.
It's only because I didn't want to hear your voice anymore.
Well, you didn't
I had a rough day yesterday.
You didn't hear my voice or any of the songs.
Your voice is so annoying.
I like how you're turning this around because you've been caught in a web of your own BS. But no, thanks. If you are listening to the catch-up, it's great because you get a bit extra.
Yeah.
This is like the GST version of a catch-up podcast because normally if you just listen to the show, you get what's about to come next. But like right now, this is the GST, except it doesn't cost you anything.
Also, you get to skip the parts you don't like so much.
Yeah, like bad songs. What's the worst song we're playing at the moment?
The worst song we're playing?
I already know.
Oh, what are you picking?
Rise by Jonas Blue.
I love that song.
Yeah, but that's because you're a 13-year-old boy.
That's a quality song. 13-year-old boy.
Well, they love that song. Yeah. We were at a school a few weeks ago and they were like, yeah, that's the best song going around
at
the moment.
Yeah, actually true.
So
I don't know. I like all the songs we play at the moment. I'm still not a fan of Bad Wolves.
That we don't play that much anymore. Yeah. Zombie.
No.
It's a good version of the Cranberries.
I'm glad we don't.
Hey, what's on the show today?
Coming up, I need some advice about...
your butthole.
Farting.
Your fart box.
Farting. Farting in front of your partner. When can you start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When can you stop, though? That's more the question we should be
asking. This is the can of worms I'm about to open.
Well, don't open anything else, please.
I think you're doing enough of that in this studio for the both of us.
That's fair.
When do you reckon you farted for the first time in front of me?
Oh, it's
probably... we weren't friends for the first 3 months.
I reckon it was 3 months and a day then.
You reckon?
Oh, the first day I farted in front of you would have been when I considered us friends. Actually, okay. When I didn't like you, I might have farted just to
rattle the cage. First time you told me about it.
Yeah.
You love
become,
you,
don't you love it when robots become self-aware?
Here we go. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. This morning's show is thanks to Bill Robertson at Toyota. Check out the brand new Toyota Corolla hatch. Bigger, better, and bolder than ever. Hope you're having a good morning so far. And if Jess isn't speaking right now...
Have you even turned my mic on?
No, I've turned your mic on. I haven't got headphones for you.
I can't hear anything.
What did you say right before I read the weather?
What?
I don't even want to listen to our show today. So I've turned off your headphones so you don't get to hear.
That's so mean.
Your wish is my command.
Give me some headphone privileges.
I'm not going to give you headphone privileges.
Oh, this is going to be a rubbish show if I can't hear anything. Am I yelling?
You are. All you literally said, I don't want to listen to this show today. And here you are.
Just because I don't want to hear your voice.
Well, it's now really you don't get to hear to nothing. Me. It's all in or not in at all. Anyway.
Please, can you give me some headphones so I can be professional? Tim.
Look, the pressure test is back. That's an exciting thing that is coming in the show. And at the moment, I would say out of the people that have played the pressure test, which is 10 questions in 60 seconds, we've had some pretty garbage
people. People have not been doing well at this.
Forgive me, Samson, one of the regular players, he always does
He got
well.
9 out of 10.
He always does
so that
well,
was a bit
Sammy.
Rough.
So,
I feel like getting 9 out of 10 is almost worse than just getting none. Like, because it's so close.
Nah, you might as well, like... Give it a crack.
Yeah.
Some people aren't even giving crack. If you pass, I'm disappointed.
Right.
But that's all right. You can disappoint me after 8 a.m. Hey, up next, I know this might be strange coming from little old Timmy B, but I want to talk about New York Fashion Week. It's currently going on in the U.S., clearly in New York.
Sure. And, that's generally where they hold it.
Australia is really taking shape this year and really starting to influence fashion trends all around the
Not
world.
Not just with our Hollywood entertainer reporter, Dean McCarthy.
No, he's there and we're all going to be there soon enough. And I'll tell you why I'm next on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You might be fashion forward without even realising it.
Ooh.
Because New York Fashion Week is on at the moment and essentially it's what's going to be everyone wearing for the next 12 months, essentially. And Queenslanders, stand and be proud because you are at the forefront of fashion.
I mean, I already knew that. Look at the top I'm wearing today. It's brand new. I don't know how I'm feeling about it, actually. It's a bit frilly.
I will choose to not comment on what you are wearing.
That means you hate it.
But,
No,
never would say that. That's why I didn't. In New York Fashion Week, something has made an appearance that's going to make you proud to be a Queenslander.
Uh-huh.
Because whatever you call them, thongs, pluggers, jandals for the New Zealand demographic. But thongs are in a New York Fashion Week at the moment.
What? And
I've never been more proud to be Australian.
Incredible.
There is some beautiful images at hit.com.au that you can check out for yourself from New York Fashion Week. But there's models walking around the city in pluggers, thongs, jandals. You name them what you want. They're out there.
Do you know what? I love this because heels are not my best friend.
Are you fashion forward right now? I wouldn't be shocked,
mate,
if you were fashion forward.
I've got my thongs on today.
Chuck them up. Chuck them up, homie.
There you go.
See, the one day I'm professional and wear runners and gym shorts.
See? It's all about the fashion, Tim.
Well, now, this is a perfect defense, if you're listening right now, for your boss, if they're going, "Why, Karen, why are you wearing thongs or your pluggers to work?" Just go, 2018, boss man, boss lady, I don't care. I am fashion.
Are these particular colours? Like, are they like fancy thongs?
Like,
or?
If they're covered in dirt and blood, maybe don't. That's not fashion.
Whose thongs are covered in dirt and blood?
We have different.
What are you up to?
We have different types of weekends.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Coming up in a couple minutes' time, we want to win you $500 this week.
What do we want to do?
We want you to win. We want to give you $500. I had a big day yesterday.
I think this speaks for itself, so I'm just gonna be a bit quiet on this one.
We'll tell you how up next.
It's Tim and Jess, unfortunately.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And look, we're going to get into bags of cash right now. But in like 10, 15 minutes' time, we are talking about your Mad Monday.
Yeah, it's amazing that I'm here today, guys.
It's amazing that you're allowed to be here after the first 22 minutes of the show. This is where we're at. Deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
We have one question for you.
Will you pick the bag of cash? It's Tim and Jess's Bags of Cash.
Your chance to win $500 every single Friday.
That is the correct way to talk about this. Yes, what we are trying to imply here is that if you just go shopping, you have a big opportunity to win $500.
It's super simple.
Macaroonies.
You're shopping anyway. Fill out a little entry form. Yeah. We're going to draw out two names on Friday. You pick the bag you want. If your bag has the cash in it, boom, $500, it's yours.
It's one of those ones that people don't even remember. They forget, and then they go, "Oh, yeah, I did. Tim and Jess, yes, I entered for bags of cash. I want my monies."
Bill last week picked the blue bag.
Rookie mistake.
The blue bag had the $500 in it.
Nah, I would rather.
And he was like, "Hang on, have I just won $500? Yeah. We're like, "Yeah, Bill, you won the $500 cash, mate."
Personally, I would rather pick the pink bag and lose than ever have to align myself.
Well, you're a
with
garbage human.
Blue garbage quality bag. Pink bag will reign supreme. Yes, the blue bag has won two of the 3 weeks, but pink bag, really, we kicked off hard with the pink.
Get shopping this weekend across CQ.
Mate, we're Queensland. Shopping.
Sorry.
Take the G off everything.
Get shopping.
Get shopping around CQ.
Mate. We're going to be drawing two names this week. Actually, you'll be drawing two names, Timmy.
Yeah, you're out of here.
Friday.
You lost your job after this morning's efforts. So don't worry.
Haven't fired me. Not yet.
Don't worry. Pink Bag will be getting some heavy backing this week.
Okay.
But make sure you're shopping so you can have yourself an opportunity anyway. Hey, we've got trending now coming up. The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland coming up next.
Yeah, one of your favourite shows is on its way back. It got announced yesterday and I could not be more excited. I'm gonna give you a few things I think might happen on this show coming up soon.
It's Tim and Jess.
Don't look at me like that.
On Hit CQ. We're all looking at you like that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and one of your favourite shows is returning for 2019. It was announced yesterday by Osher himself. The Bachelor in Paradise is coming back next year.
I assumed as much.
Well, it's been officially announced.
Yeah, but, like, will the sun rise tomorrow? Yeah, but we haven't got it confirmed from the government just yet.
Yeah, no.
Of course it's going to come back. It's the most high-rating show on Channel 10.
Yep, it's been confirmed. Usher is back 2019. And look, none of the couples that got together on The Bachelor in Paradise this year are still together. So will we see some more romance blossoming? Who knows? I feel like a couple of the mean girls from this season's Bachelor with Nick Cummins are probably going to head over to the island. Apparently a few producers were promising them the longer you stay on the show, the more chance you have of getting onto The Bachelor in Paradise. So that's why they're all fighting for his love.
It's like The Bachelor is your probation period at work. It's like, if you do well, you can stay on.
Make a name for yourself, and then you can head over. Look, we've still got to get through The Bachelorette with Ellie.
You know what?
Coming up.
It's interesting that everyone, because last week, from what I read afar, because I wasn't here, that there was a whole bunch of bullying chat.
Yes.
It's strange that when you put a group of 20 to 30-year-olds and feed them alcohol and television cameras, that they say nasty things, whether it's a guy or a girl.
But see, I spoke to Ashley last week from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And she was saying that all of that bullying was, it just wasn't happening.
Well, that's called editing.
Yeah.
And they do it in post-production of television shows.
All right.
So, but hopefully none of that continues.
I want to see some more drama. Bachelor in Paradise is even better because there's like multiple people for them to fight over. So,
okay.
2019, lock it into your diary.
All right. Well, it's already in my alert. So, looking forward to ticking that one off the list.
You can check out that story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
Up next, I want to talk about the band that sings this next song, because this might be one of the last times you actually hear it. The reason is actually very interesting.
Are we allowed to play this?
Yeah, we're allowed to play
it.
It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Paramore, their Misery Business. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. And Misery Business is the song that we want to talk about right now. Because you might not be aware that Paramore still actually makes music and tours all around the world.
I thought you were just reliving your emo days.
Oh, mate. I'm sure all of us were just head thrashing then. Yeah. If you don't have a sore neck, you didn't believe. You didn't believe. But Paramore was playing a show in the US last night. And before they played this song, Misery Business, Hayley Williams, who is the lead singer, she said, "Hey, just quickly, this is going to be the last time for a long time we play this song."
Why is that?
There is a lyric that they no longer associate and relate to, especially Hayley Williams, because she wrote this song when she was 17 years old. She's 26 now, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So it's quite an old song. This song came out when I was in early high school.
Right.
And the line is this. "So were you nothing more, I'm sorry, that'll never change. Once a whore, nothing more. I'm sorry, that will never change."
Oh, wow.
So she's saying that she no longer wants to align herself
with that with sort that of smack talk.
With that sexist, in her words, lyric. And it is brave because...
That is very brave.
Arguably, that is their most well-known song. That's the song that brought them into the top charts in Australia
and around
the world. Could
they not change the lyrics a little bit? Be like, she's
naughty girl, don't do that again. Respect each other. Whoa, I never meant to.
Like, because I've never heard that lyric before. Like, I've listened to that song many, many times.
Yeah. And it's very quick. The soundbite literally goes for 3.9 seconds.
I would be okay with her going, I wouldn't notice the difference.
Just scatting?
Yeah.
Would
anyone notice the difference? Like, I wouldn't.
If Paramore,
the
American punk pop band, just started
scatting. She's a scat man.
We'll call the Cat Empire. We'll get something organised. But I genuinely, joke aside, I think that is a smart thing to do.
Absolutely.
But also, does it? The problem is, does it open up for everyone to do a review into their songs and go, "All right, well, 13 years ago, I was in this headspace of quite a sad and lonely time. Do I not relate myself to that anymore? Do I just sing about, like, does everyone only sing Happy by Pharrell Williams now?"
Right.
Like, what happens? Rappers are stuffed. They say terrible things in their songs.
Yeah, Kanye West is screwed.
Oh, mate, Kanye is the head of the snake, but it is a long snake of rappers that have said things that could be deemed misogynistic or sexist. So it's interesting to see what follows on from this. And we're never going to play that song again.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Now, you might have noticed this morning, we are 43 minutes into the show. It's been a shaky start.
What do you mean?
It has been.
I think it's been one of our best shows yet.
If the show was a train, we would be heading in the wrong direction.
Well off the tracks.
The passengers wouldn't have got on. and your luggage would be missing. Because someone's having a bit of a rough morning, and I don't want to say names, but it's not Tim.
I don't think I've been ever the professional. I've impressed myself, if no one else.
Because of the lack of context that Jess is giving you right now, I will fill you in a few minutes' time about why Jess's brain may not work today. Because
I don't know how many brain cells I got left.
How many do you have to begin with, if we're being honest? Jess's Mad Monday story up next on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Morgan Evans there with Day Drunk. And sometimes the world just spins the way you want it to. That song playing all by itself, especially because yesterday was your Mad Monday, Jessica.
Yes.
And Day Drunk was something that you potentially were.
Oh, look, I had a few cordials. I'm not going to lie.
Drink,
it was responsibly.
Kids and adults, drink responsibly.
Plenty of waters in there as well. Your girl likes to stay hydrated.
Now, it was your first Mad Monday.
Yeah.
I
was so nervous.
For those of you that have never experienced a Mad Monday and might not be aware what it is, it's a football team or any sport of sort of team celebration after a long season.
Yeah.
And you normally get together, have a bit of fun. Also, it can be known as a silly Sunday if you can't take time off work.
Or if you're part of the Gladstone Wallabies, you have silly Sunday and Mad Monday. And also, we did a Saturday thing too.
Terrible Tuesday. Wow, it's still going Wednesday. Oh. Thirsty Thursday. And then me Friday.
All right, Tim. Meanwhile, are you part of the team? Because I feel like this is what's going to happen.
No. Are you
okay?
It was a
great day yesterday.
It's been a tough morning so far. 53 minutes into the show.
Yeah, look, I had to bail early yesterday because everyone kicked on well into the night.
What time did you start?
I started at 11 yesterday.
That's when you arrived to the party.
Yep.
What time did you leave the party?
I left about 5.
That's good. I'm proud
of you. And considering I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday, I feel like that was a solid effort.
Well, today is today, but that's all right. So this is what I'm talking about. This is the type of caliber of Jess that you're all getting this morning. There's been a few faux pas, but that's all right. Look, I know Mad Monday stories are very hard to recant.
There's a few that I can't talk about.
Yes, I agree. Because you told them to me during the song.
At one point, so I was the only injured player that rocked up yesterday.
Oh, hero.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, guys. Which means I was an absolute hindrance to everybody. We kept playing the game where there was someone would yell mouse and everyone had to jump up and get off the floor as quick as they could. Your girl can't jump with her new knee.
It's like the pleasant version of the floor is lava.
Yes.
It's just mouse.
Yeah, but someone would yell mouse and everyone would obnoxiously jump onto the bar and onto tables and things. So that was a bit horrendous. And then at some point my knee got really sore, so the girls thought it would be a great idea to get a shopping trolley and push me to the next bar.
All right. If you live in Gladstone, I'm so sorry for what you witnessed yesterday. We do not glorify this in any way.
Absolutely not.
And would you like to apologise for your behaviour live on radio?
Look, I do apologise for my behaviour. I cannot speak on behalf of the rest of the team, but we had a great time.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're getting them in one by one to apologise, we're going to be on air until about 3 p.m. So if you are having a Mad Monday.
It's a great season, though, and I cannot wait to get back to footy. If this is what footy is about, I am on board.
You've used the R word, retire, about 52 times in the last 3 weeks.
No, but then every time I hang out with the girls, I'm like, I want to be back on the team.
Yeah, and then every time you play, you twist your knee. So, you know, swings and roundabouts.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
This morning I woke up and read the best headline I think I've seen in years. I just gave birth in a pizza shop.
Talk about an extra topping.
I love it so much, and it made me click through. Like, it was very clickbaity. I was like, yes, I want to hear
You've got
about,
me.
I want to hear about how this woman...
Damn you, BuzzFeed, you've got me again.
Here's a quote from her, from the article. Mm-hmm. I was walking to the bus stop, but the pizza shop was the only one open and I was getting more pains. So I went in, told them to get an ambulance for me, and then before you knew it, I couldn't hold it anymore. I just started pushing.
Oh.
Is that how birth works?
Is it worrying that I go, all right, bus stop, pizza shop, what is actually the more clean area to go to?
Right?
No offence to any pizza shop listening. but
also if I'm giving birth,
OH&S.
I want a margarita next to me. Like, what's going to come first, the baby or the margarita pizza? Who knows?
Oh, if you get deep pan, might take a little bit longer. but it is an interesting place to give birth,
yeah,
mind you.
Paramedics arrived. The baby was delivered very safely.
Yep.
Everyone, mum and baby, very happy.
She went home with a baby boy. The paramedics went home with two Hawaiians, extra large, and a bottle of Coke. So, you know, win, win, win.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
But it did get us thinking, where have people given birth? My grandma has the greatest story. She changes the way that she tells my dad's birth story all the time. So he was born over in Macedonia on a farm.
And sure.
And every now and then she'll be like...
Turkey on the beach.
No, she was like, I was just eating a sandwich. Next minute, I gave birth to him on the kitchen table. That's the story I heard. To my brother, she told him that she was in the fields. She was picking an apple from the tree and boom, he fell out.
Dropped an apple and my son.
Those are my grandma's stories.
Out of those two, on the kitchen table, why would you get up onto the kitchen table to give birth?
You're not going to do it on the ground, are you?
Oh, absolutely. On the kitchen floor. I'm not ever going to give birth in my life, but I would pick ground over table any day of the week. Put a tarp down, you'll be right. How hard can it be, right?
Mate, this was on the farm.
Well, I was born, this might shock you, in a hospital.
Right.
Everyone was perplexed when I first started sharing the story. And I actually feel that there might be a few people out there listening right now that in a small category like me that were born in a hospital.
Mm. I don't want to hear from them.
Fair enough.
13, 12, 16, where did you give birth?
Where did you give birth? Happy, healthy.
I want to find someone that can beat a pizza shop.
Yes, healthy, happy babies.
Absolutely.
13, 12, 16, where did you give birth?
Around 13, 12, 16, we're asking, where did you give birth?
Yeah.
After
it's just a normal Tuesday where we ask normal questions.
The best story ever. The title, I just gave birth in a pizza shop. And I mean, if birth means I get a free garlic bread, I'm on board. Let me have a child.
I'll say it before and I'll say it again. That's not a moray. obviously, OH&S comes in. That business probably had to shut down.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what's that next to the tomatoes? Bit of mucus or a bit of uterine lining.
Don't say mucus.
Mate,
I'm just saying.
It happens. And that's an unfortunate place to give birth, but it was a healthy, happy baby, and that's what we want.
Absolutely. And 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, where did you give birth?
And we've had Liz from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Liz, where did you give birth?
Believe it or not, my baby started coming and, like, I didn't know what to do. It was coming very quickly and so I had it in the bath at home.
Oh, yeah, bath
so
birth.
So I'm guessing that home birth wasn't on the table.
It wasn't
the
plan.
No, I always thought home births were disgusting, but then, like, the ambulance came in time and it was all actually turned out all right.
Oh, so the ambos were like, all right, yeah, no, just come on, in the bath. That was their suggestion.
Yeah. Well, by the time they got there, I was already, halfway through.
Right. The queen had its crown.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tim.
I could say so much worse. And so, Liz, I'm assuming happy, healthy baby.
Yeah, it was all fine in the end. So now I'm coming out for my second kid, so I do it again.
See, my question is, when there's a home birth, who does the cleaning up afterwards?
No, well, I have a similar question, Liz. Do you keep the plug in or do you take the plug out? I'm curious. When else am I going to find this out?
Look, I don't know. I just left the room and let someone else deal with it. I just pushed something out. I was not doing anything.
Yeah. Apparently, like the bath thing is like a good way for them to enter the world because it's not just like straight out. They come out through the water. Like, can't babies like breathe underwater for like the first like few minutes?
If you're listening at home, don't take that advice on board. Liz, we're happy to hear that your baby's happy and healthy. Thank you very much for your call, mate.
Thank you.
And we've got Shane from Moranbah on 13, 12, 16. Now, Shane, I'm struggling to ask you this question, but where did you give birth?
Oh, it wasn't me. It was my wife.
Your wife?
Sure.
All right.
Yes. We're at home, and I got a kick in the back at about 1:30 in the morning. She said, quick, ring the hospital. So I rang the hospital. She said, she got to the top of the stairs. She said, no, you better ring mum. So I rang her mum. Came down the bottom of the stairs. She said, nah. So I went in, helped her. I got the phone to my daughter. I said, here, tell the ambulance where we are. And 14 minutes later, and my son was born at home.
Hang on. She gave birth at the bottom of the stairs like she was giving birth to a litter of puppies.
No,
She may move to the bathroom.
Oh, mate, another bathroom baby.
Oh, my God.
Happy, healthy baby, Shane?
Yes, mate. Happy,
all right.
22 now.
That's good, mate. Well, two in the bath, one in the pizza shop. That's what I always say. So thank you very much for your call, Shane. Yeah, no worries, buddy. Can we just quickly go back? And I absolutely cannot stress this enough. Babies cannot breathe underwater. They don't have gills.
No, but I get they don't have gills, but I thought because they're in, like, the sack with all the liquids, they can breathe in the sack. Like, they, if they're still attached to the mum, they can still breathe.
I know you're going to blame Mad Monday for your stupidity right now, but it's not going to stretch, mate.
I need to talk to a doctor.
Therapist.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. Dean, apparently Hollywood's upset over something that was printed in an Australian newspaper.
The Herald Sun has made massive headlines in Hollywood today over the Serena Williams cartoon. In the cartoon, she's giving very pronounced speeches. So if you take a look at the cartoons that they do use in the Herald Sun, I've seen many, many years of those types of cartoons, you know. You probably know the ones I'm talking about. They're very, very exaggerated. And it's making headlines for all the wrong reasons. Let me tell you, they are not happy about it over here. It is being called racist. It's being called sexist. It's being called everything. And it's really a big story in America. It really is. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to roll out. I don't know what they're going to do.
It's interesting that the people in the United States have seen this Melbourne newspaper.
Yeah, where would it have come from, Dean?
Yeah. What happened? Who tweeted it? The cartoon artist tweeted the photo in his very kind of proud of it. He hasn't removed it. I was on there only minutes ago. He hasn't removed it. It's still there. It's getting hundreds and hundreds of comments and things like that. And that's how it kind of got that exposure. And then when one network picks it up, then it just goes everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
I will share it on our Instagram as well. Just search for HitCQ if you want to check it out.
I think we can just all move past this US Open thing. That'd be for the best. But we appreciate the update. Thank you very much, Dean.
Bye, guys.
As always, you can check that out at hit.com.au and I'll chuck the picture up, as I said, at HitCQ on our Instagram.
Up next, Courtroom of Tim and Jess opens up. We need you to be the judge. 13, 12, 16. First person through is always just in charge, no matter how garbage you are.
Is Tim a child? That's basically what we're going to be discussing.
Let's explain more up next. On Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. But the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
That's right. Court is in session and I have never felt more personally attacked the courtroom.
The courtroom's always about personal attacks, and you know it.
If you're not aware of You Be the Judge, the first person that calls through on 13, 12, 16 is the judge, no matter what their opinion is. And it's normally because Jess and I can't agree on something, so we just wait till Tuesdays and then we get it on the
We have our argument, and then we're besties for the rest of the week.
And this one isn't just you versus me. It seems to be a lot of people versus me. Because it's not just you, but my girlfriend, whose name's also Jess, recently stated over the weekend that I'm doing something that's a little bit weird where I think it's completely fine, man.
Yeah, I found out from her, actually, that this is happening. I had no idea. But turns out, Timmy B, you're what, 25 years old now?
Yep.
Still drink cold glasses of milk just on their own.
Full cream. I like the hard stuff.
You like the extra dollop.
Not mucking around. I'll have a glass of milk if I'm feeling a bit thirsty.
Mm. So I want to bring forward to the courtroom today, 13, 12, 16. Is it weird to drink milk on its own?
No.
Like it's
sick. I'll add Milo if I want, but most of the time it's just a glass of milk.
I can understand maybe a primary schooler, maybe a child, maybe a baby.
Trying to get the bones strong.
25 years old and drinking straight up milk.
Nine out of 10 times I would say I'm having a piece of toast. And it's just like, I don't want water with toast because that's garbage.
Yeah, it's
weird. So I'll just have a glass of milk by itself. But there is some times where I'll just be like, I'm a bit thirsty and I want a bit of flavour, a bit of substance, a bit of calcium.
I'll just have a glass
of milk by itself. It's not weird, mate.
Nah, it's super weird. Stick a little chalky topping in there. You got yourself a milkshake.
Everyone knows I don't like chocolate.
Yeah, I know. It's very strange.
Mate, did you almost just drop an F-bomb?
No.
You can say it's... You need to calm down. It's just milk. You're like that lady in that ad, the extra dollar, full cream, omega-3. You're just angry because I just want to get milk. Real milk that tastes like real milk.
This has turned into a commercial.
I feel like I'm being advertising in the courtroom. I feel like I'm being persified or whatever it is. Crucified. Crucified for enjoying a simple pleasure that is full cream milk by itself. Mm-hmm. That's not weird.
It is. 13-12-16. The first person that calls through will be the judge, okay, and they will make the final ruling.
13-12-16, you can be the judge. Is drinking milk by itself weird? Is that what we're asking
the
judge?
That's what we're asking.
All right, it's Tim and Jess.
Important in the courtroom today.
On Hit CQ. Courtroom back in session, and things are getting heated. It's getting personal, and I'm feeling attacked.
It's not often you have a courtroom recess to play Rihanna Rude Boy, is it?
If I was a judge, I'd allow it. Overruled.
We aren't talking milk in the courtroom today.
It's a hard-hitting topic.
Serious. Be serious now.
Sorry.
Because
yes,
I found out over the weekend that you drink milk just straight up, just on its own. Just I'm going to go to the cupboard, the fridge.
That's why it's strange, because I keep it in the cupboard.
Pour myself a glass of milk and be on with my day.
Yep. I think you might be in the minority, my friend. I think all of us here are drinking milk by itself, thinking it's not
so
weird.
Weird, man.
I have it with I'll eat toast at the same time. I just won't add Milo, coffee, anything to it, because I don't like that. I just like milk, the taste of milk. Real milk. Is it that hard to
understand?
Again,
it's turning into a commercial. 13-12-16. First person to call through
that's
is
how
the judge.
Yeah, that's how You Be the Judge works
and
every single week.
And if they decide that it's weird, you can never do this again.
We've been doing a running tally across the year. I'm aggressively ahead. You're in second place. Listener, is it Dan?
Daz.
Daz is third place.
How he's got 2 points on the board, I still don't know.
I'm not sure, but who have we got this morning?
We've got Sophie from Yeppoon this morning.
Sophie, you are the judge as the first person to call through. Given all the information from myself, from Jessica, where are you leading on your final decision with your ruling on is it weird to drink milk by itself?
I'm thinking it's no good.
You don't think it's good?
No. My 30-year-old husband, though, he drinks a glass of milk after he eats chocolate, so I think he beats you.
That's so weird.
No, what's weird with drinking milk?
It's like the plain milk thing.
It tastes fine.
Like you put it in stuff, you use it for other things, but drinking it just like a straight up, like have a glass of water. What's wrong with you? Am I right, Sophie?
I agree. Yeah.
So, Sophie, you think that it's strange to just drink milk by itself?
Definitely.
But if your husband's doing it, it can't be that strange and unpopular if multiple people are doing it. Like I'll have, as I
judge,
said,
Tim.
No. I'm having a conversation with the judge. Excuse me. It's not a strange thing because most times you have it with something else. Like your husband, he has a bit of chalky before it, then he has his milk.
Right.
Most of the times, I'll have a bit of toast.
But he's still having it with something else.
Yeah, I'm having toast as well.
You go to the fridge and you go, "What do I feel like today? I'm going to have a glass of milk."
Yeah,
because
you can't
it.
Have beer at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Well, Sophie, you have the last say, mate.
You are the judge. First person to call through. Final ruling. Is it weird to drink milk by itself?
It definitely is weird.
Your girl's back.
Sophie, it is really disappointing to hear that. I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed.
I'm very stoked, Sophie.
I'm not going to thank you for your call. Have a day.
Go and have a nice milkshake today. I'll allow you to mix it with other things.
Oh, Sophie's gone. So thanks, Sophie.
Thanks, Sophie.
So final scores. Well, not final scores. Currently rolling scores. 22 to myself, 14 to you, 2 to Daz.
Yeah.
Daz is really falling behind, in my opinion. And
I don't know that Daz knows that the courtroom's still in
that's
session.
That's right. Anyway, I'm going to go for a run, have a glass of milk.
Oh,
it's not weird.
So weird.
Actually, sorry.
It is.
Legally.
Final ruling, Tim.
Legally, it's weird.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim and Jess's Pressure Test.
Thanks to Heron Island.
The Great Barrier Reef on your doorstep.
Yes, your chance to win a trip to Heron Island. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds.
If this was a pressure pavlova, the pressure would be slathered on thick.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
And the pav would be falling.
Oh, no strawberries on top of this pav. But this morning, first person to call through was Matt from Gladstone. He's going to be playing our pressure test today. And now, Matt, if you had to say you were better at, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire compared to, like, year 12 exams, what would you say you're better at?
Probably neither.
Oh, that's good.
I'm probably going to struggle here.
Oh, here we go.
Well,
we love a little bit of confidence in the pressure
test. On a Tuesday morning. I'm all about it. You know how it works. You got a minute. If you get 10 questions right, you win that holiday to Heron Island. Are you ready?
Yeah, mate.
All right, time starts now.
Which American singer stars beside Bradley Cooper in the new A Star Is Born remake?
I don't know. Pass.
The United States was the first to send a man into space, true or false?
True.
What colour nose does Rudolph the reindeer have?
Red.
What name did the state of Tasmania used to go by?
I don't know. Pass.
Jonas Blue's new single, Rise, features which male American duo?
Pass.
The cartoon character Baba is a bear, monkey or elephant?
Bear.
In netball, WA stands for what?
Wing attack?
The book character Clifford is a big red what?
Dog.
Which paper is larger, A4 or A5?
A4.
In The Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe, what does Lucy find in the end is the entrance to Narnia?
Five.
Matt, I am so sorry, buddy. Unfortunately, you only got about 4 out of 10, mate. You did pass a few times.
There
was
a few passes
there. The ones you did get correct, wing attack, obviously, is netball. That's what WA stands for.
Yep, the Clifford, the big red dog, you also got correct.
And A4 is bigger than A5. Mm-hmm. Also, red is Rudolph's nose.
If you didn't know gave that, you the answer to that one.
If you didn't know that one, we probably would have had to hang up on you. But don't worry, Matt. You did give it a good crack, mate.
There were
so
some tough ones
that.
In there today, Matt.
I said I wasn't confident, so...
That's all right, mate, as long as you gave it a crack. So we appreciate your time. Thanks, champion.
Thanks, mate.
No worries, buddy.
No confidence there Matt.
I like Matt, though. At least he was honest with us. Right. If you're honest and want to have a crack, just like Matt did, every day this week after 8 a.m., we are playing the pressure test. You could be winning your way to Heron Island.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
A big day in Rockhampton kicked off yesterday with a double murder trial beginning. Prosecution starting to outline a lot of evidence. And to break it all down for us, we've got Ali Cullen of Nine News.
Yep, Central Queensland Nine News reporter. Ali, can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, that's right. It began yesterday. So two men, Daniel George Hong and Ian Robert Armstrong, are on trial in Rockhampton. They're accused of murdering a Rockhampton pair who went missing about 5 years ago, Chantel Barnett and Robert Martinez. It started yesterday. About 6 witnesses took the stand, but all up there's going to be about 80, and it's going to take 4 weeks. So it's going to be a massive, massive trial. But we did hear some pretty interesting details.
80 witnesses. Is that a lot for a murder trial?
It's huge. It's huge. And the investigation itself took quite a while. With police. So, yeah, no doubt there's going to be a fair few people taking the stand. But yesterday we did hear some details. We heard that the pair went missing in 2013. Then in 2014, Robert's skeletal remains and Chantel's handbag were discovered near the Fitzroy River. And then in 2016, these two men were charged. And it is being alleged that their deaths were over an outstanding drug debt. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
Well, it is good that things are finally moving, I guess you could say, and that's a small positive out of all of this, that the families can get a bit of closure, some answers, whether or not this leads to these two men to get convicted, Ali.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it is going to take 4 weeks. So over the course of this 4 weeks, we will hear much more about what is being alleged in this case. So, yeah, there's plenty more to come.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. Ali Cullen there from Central Queensland's Nine and News. I'm sure we'll hear more about that tonight at 6 o'clock.
We will. We'll have a full wrap up tonight.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and education experts are calling for a mobile phone ban for all primary schools.
First of all, wasn't aware that primary school kids had phones these days.
Oh, mate.
I thought it was
some
like...
Some kids are getting them as young as like 8.
I thought it was you start high school and then that's pretty much, all right, here's your phone.
I got one in grade 6.
I didn't get one till year 10.
Oh,
I didn't have many things to communicate with many people.
Or friends.
And the one time I did get it, I didn't know what buying a horoscope was, so I bought one
and
got my phone taken off me.
You are showing your age buying a horoscope on your mobile phone.
Well, that's what my phone said. It was making rookie mistakes.
Well, look, the French government have just put a blanket ban on all students under the age of 15 using smartphones or any phone in a school, right?
Sure.
And so the Australian Education Department are like, hey, well, maybe we should do that here. Because currently the schools can set their own rules about mobile phones.
Well, yeah, it's like obviously keep them in your bags from essentially 8:30 until 3:30. And then after that, you're fine.
Hey, I got my phone confiscated from me like on a daily basis.
What were you doing with it?
Just texting.
Who?
Just my friends. They were also
They were with you physically.
Nah, one's in other classes.
Why are we... No, are you texting in class?
Yeah. I used to get my phone confiscated all the time.
Like, I literally just got a shiver down my body.
What do you mean?
At the thought of how naughty that is. It's
so naughty.
I don't know if I'm a goody two-shoes. Like, I wasn't a goody two-shoes at school, but even I wouldn't do that.
Naughty.
Naughty.
Yeah, no, constantly. Like, I reckon I got my phone taken off me, like, at least once a week.
And you were the school captain?
Yeah. They were like, Jess, we can't have this.
I'm just setting up meetings.
I've got things to do, man.
Whatever.
I got places to be.
Don't text at
school,
kids.
89% of Australian students admit to using their device in class.
Hey, there's a lot going on with this. I think we need to talk about it a bit more in depth maybe tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, you can check out the full story for yourself at hit.com.au as well as everything else that's trending right now.
Coming up next, very serious, hard-hitting news here at the radio station, and this is the point where I'll throw it over to you. Right. What are we talking about?
How soon can you fart in front of your partner?
It's Tim and Jess on the ABC.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
13, 12, 16. How long did it take before you farted in front of your partner?
And the Nobel Peace Prize goes to Jessica Penn.
No, this is. I want to have a real moment here because your girl's hurting, okay?
Let it out.
I've started dating somebody. Right?
Are we using the D word?
Oh, look, we're dating. It's not... We're not together. Some chill about you. We're not together.
Gregory.
Okay.
Fake name.
Look, we've been spending a lot of time together.
Mate, that's an understatement of the year.
I've noticed that I have been holding on to my...
Holding in is probably a better phrase.
I haven't farted yet in front of him. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous to do so because I feel like it'll just change everything.
We're all looking up to you right now.
Right.
You're an idol. An idol to us all.
He brought some Mexican food over the other night and I thought I was going to explode. Like the minute he left, I was like a balloon and shot myself around the room.
Could be a test.
What?
Could be testing you.
You reckon he is?
Yeah. Be like, I'm going to... get some enchiladas. I'm going to get some quesadillas, some Penang curry.
I mean, it was delicious, but my stomach was killing me because I was holding in things. I was holding them in all night.
All right. Just go for a walk. After, yes, you've got up for the seventh time and you only leave for 10 seconds, they might get a bit suspicious, but that's okay.
Here's the thing. I feel like he doesn't realise yet, but I've heard him let them go.
When?
So,
like, was just Gregory's just popping them out?
No, like... Yeah, middle of the night. Who knows?
Oh, you can't control it at night.
Right. And so
Wait,
I'm like...
sorry, middle of the night?
Shut up, Tim.
What's going on? Are you guys going stargazing?
13 to 16.
Can you see the Southern Cross? Or has he got a tattoo on his back? Is that where you're seeing it at night?
You're getting off topic.
Handcuffed yourself there.
13 to 16. How long did it take before you farted in front of your partner? This is what I want to know. When can I start letting them rip?
Yeah. I can't remember. I'm sure at first when I met my girlfriend, I was probably holding back. But I can guarantee it didn't take long before Poseidon started taking over the
scene. Well, this is the thing. We've had some messages come through on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit Central Queensland. Tim said, it was our second time in bed. I regretted it straight away because she started dropping hotter ones. I swear it was so strong I saw Jesus. So,
whoa.
This is what I'm thinking. Like, if I start, I'm opening the floodgates. Like,
but it's a floodgate that you want opened. Like the land needs the water. You're like the fart land is in drought.
Ashley said 6 years and I still don't do it. He, on the other hand, does it all the time. Are there different rules for girls and boys? Like I need some help here. It's been a long time since I've been in a relationship.
Oh, are we in a relationship?
No, we're not in a relationship.
Man, this shovel is digging deep today. Hey, all right, 13, 12, 16. How long should you wait before you fart in front of your partner or a significant person in your life that you're not willing to put a label on just yet? 13, 12, 16. How long should you wait before you fart in front of a human being that you're interested in that will remain nameless.
Very important. Your girl's dying over here.
Give us a call. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. We're looking for a few cheerleaders to cheer in the direction of young Jessica over here, who is on the journey to find out whether it is okay to fart 2 weeks into her dating life with Gregory.
Look, I've been seeing someone and things are going well.
For a hot minute.
A hot minute. And I need to have some chill about me. But also, your girl's dying over here because we have these really long dates and I'm having to hold in certain things.
In whatever small communities you're in, you're very well known as the gassy one.
Oh,
so,
like,
it's about time in your dating life
you are constantly crop dusting me in this office.
And that's because I know that in this relationship it is okay. Use this as a test, my friend.
You see, I don't know how far. A lot of comments coming through on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit Central Queensland. Stacey said, probably a few weeks. Just make sure you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Ruben said, 16 and a half years and I still haven't. So I'm getting a lot of mixed messages.
It is a tricky minefield to manage. So we've had Joey call through on 13, 12, 16 from Rockhampton. Joey, we have been asking, how long should you wait before you fart in front of your partner?
I've kind of got a rule where I've got like a 6 month rule, but we're away on a mini getaway together. And the night before I'd had something, a bit of a bad meal. Curry. Yeah, it was a bad curry.
Just a Penang curry.
Oh, that one would have been a stinker as well.
You know, I think it was a Penang. And unfortunately, when we got back, there was no disguising the truth, you know?
Oh, no.
So you can't even, like, just go for a walk.
No, but see, this is the thing. Like, I got trapped the other night, and it was like I just had Mexican, and it was...
Yum.
It was not... I mean, it was yum, but I paid for it.
So you broke your 6 month rule. How many months in?
That would have been three weeks in.
Three months.
Yeah.
3 weeks in is very keen to be going away together.
Get it done.
It wasn't a silent but deadly. But let me tell you that.
Oh,
it was loud and proud.
So you reckon I should just let it rip? Is that like? Are you guys still together?
Yeah, no, going strong. It's a couple of years and going.
There you go.
She hates it. But once you get that first one out of the way, you can go hell for leather and do it, you know, go hard.
Thanks for your call, Joey.
No worries, guys.
And we've got Siobhan from Yeppoon on 13, 12, 16. Siobhan, how long should you wait before you fart in front of your partner?
Honestly, I started straight away.
Straight away?
Siobhan knows what's real.
So we're talking like first date, bang. Cupcake.
Yeah, well,
my name's Siobhan. Siobhan, did you do it almost as a test, or were you just like, if he's real, if he's about this, then he's going to be on board?
Pretty much, yeah. If he was all about it, then he was going to go for
it. And are you guys together still?
7 years later.
Oh, 7
That gives me hope.
Later.
All right, Siobhan. Maybe I'll drop my guts today. Well,
look,
who knows?
I've heard of a pissing contest, but a farting contest is something I absolutely want to be involved in. And Siobhan, you and your husband seem to be the champ. So thanks for your call, mate.
Thank you. No worries.
That's okay, Siobhan.
Meanwhile, if I saw Siobhan and her husband, yep, I'd be avoiding them in public.
Anyway, finance report up next.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.